This is Oriella McCarthy. You are listening to The Power of the Possible. Hello and welcome. Today, we're going to talk about intuition and all things related to intuition. And I have a fantastic guest with us today, Francesca McCartney. It's been very difficult for us to make this interview work because Francesca is an incredibly busy woman, and with her schedule, and I'm very busy too, and so is our producer here, June. When the three of us finally got it together, it is a true miracle. So I am so excited about this interview. Let me just tell you a couple of words about Francesca McCartney, and then I will introduce her to you, and you will we'll be able to talk together. So Francesca McCartney is a very famous, established, and recognized expert in the field of intuition and as a medical intuitive. She is... I mean, her accomplishments are so enormous, I don't know where to begin. Well, first of all, she is an inaugural recipient of a PhD in intuition medicine. She has worked since 1976, which is over 30 years now, in the fields of intuition and as a medical intuitive. In her work, she has integrated her vast knowledge of Eastern and Western spiritual healing arts. She is a founder of an Academy of Intuition Medicine. The Academy is in Marin County, California. It's in the Bay Area in Sausalito, Southern Marin County. She also is a founder of Energy Medicine University. And these two schools are separate. They are actually quite different. The Academy of Intuition Medicine gives you vocational certification. It is a school that prepares you as intuitive medicine practitioner. If that is what you would like to be and have a calling for and a gift, that's the school to go to, Academy of Intuition Medicine. And separate from that, fully distanced from that, is another school, Energy Medicine University, also founded by Francesca McCartney. And there, it's an accredited school, and you are getting your degrees there, postgraduate degrees, MS and PhD in integrative medicine as a medical intuitive. I, for fear of saying something wrong, I'm going to pass the microphone to Francesca and we will talk together, and we will talk about intuition. So Francesca, welcome to the show.
Greetings, Ariella. It's truly wonderful to be having this conversation with you.
Oh, thank you. I was giving all the degrees possibilities, and I suddenly got lost.
Oh, you were doing great.
Oh, thank you. I didn't go to school in this country, so for me, it is always a little bit of an effort to compare the, you know, the systems. And this is why I'm always careful to not to say something wrong.
Yeah, the systems are quite different, educational systems in the United States and actually around the world, so everyone gets complicated.
Yeah, I even called my husband on the way to the studio and said, how do you say it? Is it accredited school? He said, yes, it's accredited school. I get lost in terminology sometimes. Okay, well, jokes aside, intuition, such a subject, and we on this show talked so much about it. How did you come upon this vocation for you? Why this job? Why this work?
Yeah, I think that's the big question for me. Why this job and why this work? And it is because I grew up in a family who was intuitive. I have my entire family is from Italy. And I grew up around very strong women, very intuitive women who naturally used their intuitive sense in family matters, in raising children, in their ability to communicate and perceive what was going on in the world around them. So it was a natural and actually a ritualistic passing down of the knowledge between grandmother to mother to child.
How amazing for you to really have that background.
Yes, and you know, here's a humorous example. I come from a very large family. We would sit around the dinner table and someone would say something like, Uncle Tony was walking through the house last night. And this would be an uncle who has passed away. Yes, and then he went to the room that he was in, that he slept in, and turned on his favorite radio station. And, you know, everybody heard the radio going on. So it was just a matter of normal conversation that I grew up with.
This is so incredible. And at that time, I mean, we're talking years ago, a few decades ago, and to have these phenomena that many of us today regard as normal and many still turn away from as total, you know, nonsense. And for you to be able to grow up with this.
Yes. But then again, it was I grew up in a European family, and all the values were, and the way that life was perceived was brought into our family as well. However, growing up in America, it was interesting because as a youth, no one really talked about this sort of subtle energy, and I assumed as a teenager that everybody saw auras, that everybody had images and perceptions of the subtle world around them. And it, you know, it took me by surprise when I realized that not everyone was as intuitive or as highly sensitive as I was.
Or could even see auras, for that matter. Very few people still can see auras. And they can be very intuitive. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
Okay, yes. So go on, please.
Okay, and then as I kind of went out into the world, college, and you know, moved away from my family, I really moved away from my protective family. I began to incur different types of illnesses that no one could really diagnose. And I began to study, this was in my early 20s, alternative healing, complementary medicine, and the fields like homeopathy.
So you were forced, basically, into this.
I was forced to find my own way, my own health.
Isn't that incredible how we create this?
And from that, I, you know, healed myself through holistic health and began my avocation of studying the many different ways that one can tune into intuition to develop it. And, you know, this was in the 1960s. There were not schools. There were not teachers who had organizations that brought you together to really formally study intuition, subtle senses.
Of course not. You discovered it for the first time that you could actually heal yourself. That was in the 60s?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Long ago. Fantastic.
And then, you know, I'm trained as a teacher, a Montessori teacher. And so I have a passion for teaching people. After studying holistic health for a decade, I then was hired. It was a very synchronistic story. But the short story is I was introducing holistic health speakers. This was in the 1970s in the Bay Area. There was a conference being held for alternative health care practices. And there was a doctor there. He was a medical doctor, a neurologist, who had a clinic. And this was in the 1970s, in Contra Costa County, where he practiced Ayurvedic healing, acupuncture, homeopathy, nutritional therapy, all the holistic areas. And he was looking for someone to come into his clinic and to teach his patients how to meditate, his high blood pressure patients. So we met, we had an instant connection, and he invited me to join his clinic as the meditation instructor. And, you know, while I was doing that, he came to know me as well as an intuitive. And so I would also do medical intuitive work on some of his clients who he was having a difficult time diagnosing and had the realization that their illnesses were energetically or spiritually based. I would give him information on that so he could proceed with a different kind of healing therapy.
So when you are saying you would give him information on that, you would tune into your intuitive abilities, and what would you perceive?
Well, this is classically what would happen. He would... I would sit with him, with his patient, in a room, in his clinic, and the patient would be fully informed, you know, that I was intuitive and that I was going to do a scan on her body.
Okay.
And I would clairvoyantly then scan the different physical systems and look for any anomalies, anything that was detectable energetically, clairvoyantly, that looked like it was in a state of dis-ease. I would report that to the doctor. He would note it, and then he would, you know, either do tests or check the woman in those areas.
So you would report the areas that you would perceive as of balance, as something's
correct.
Happening that shouldn't be.
That's correct.
But you wouldn't see the reason for that. You would just see that it needs attention.
Here's a further example. So a particular woman I was doing a scan on, and I said, oh, your reproductive system looks quite out of balance, and there are images of bleeding. He had just given her a physical. He had just done tests, and he said, no, that reproductive system is fine and healthy. 2 weeks later, she came back, and she was hemorrhaging, and she was bleeding.
So you could see what is about to happen. Or maybe you could see what was already happening on other levels has not yet manifested in the physical level.
That is absolutely correct.
There
because
we go.
Illness starts first on a subtle energetic level,
yes.
and then the physical and emotional body takes
yes.
it up. And that's why it's so powerful to do energetic healing, because it's preventative healing.
Let's stop for a second, because I don't want this point to be missed. And you just made an amazingly important point that illness starts on the subtle energy levels. It's not in the body yet, and that's why intuitive medical practitioners can perceive what is about to drop, so to say, into the physicality.
Yes,
correct?
That's absolutely correct.
And very often what people find out is once the symptoms are already in the physical, and that's already, it could be prevented.
That's correct.
Could have been prevented, but hadn't been.
And that's why meditation, which is an introspective healing art, is so powerful, because meditation is medicine. It's healing medicine.
Would you talk about that a little bit?
Well, the way that I work with meditation...
As healing medicine.
Okay, healing medicine?
No, meditation. And
meditation
we do a lot of meditation here, and meditation is part of my life. However, and you would of course agree, I'm sure, this term is used so broadly today. And what I would like you to go into, if you don't mind, as how to use meditation as a healing technique.
Yes. Now, I studied many, many different types of meditation practices, and there are a multitude, as you well
yes,
know, meditation
multitude.
Practices. And what I designed, which was, again, really based on my need for healing my body, was a particular introspective meditation. And the word meditation means to heal from within.
That's the meaning of the word?
Yes, it is.
Ah, I didn't know that.
That's the etymology of it. And the particular meditation practice that I teach my students is one where you go within, close your eyes, and you pay attention to the subtle feelings, the subtle awarenesses. You come into deep inner communication with your body, with your energy body or your spirit, whatever word you like to use, and you become familiar with feeling and knowing what living in a healthy body is like. You use that as your foundation. And when you begin to feel not healthy in that way, then that is a determinant which tells you, oh, something is beginning to move into a state of unhealthy.
I have to interrupt
you. It's a very long process.
Let me interrupt you right here, because there's something very interesting I want to ask. So it's clear to me what you mean and to everyone else. Once they start scanning their body to follow your system, they become familiar what it is to be living in a healthy body. What if they're scanning their body and they are not in a healthy body? Then they don't have a point of reference.
That's correct. And so what happens is, and you know, I'm going to insert a little item here.
Yes, please.
I have written a book called Body of Health, The New Science of Intuition Medicine. And that book actually outlines the steps on how to scan your body intuitively, energetically, on a feeling level, and determine how healthy or unhealthy your body is. Because as you noted, that's the first step. You have to find out, well, am I living in a healthy body or not? And most people are not.
Most people are not.
So I have all kinds of lists on what an unhealthy system feels like, what the symptoms are, and then where to locate it. And then from that point, you can specifically begin to use visualization, intention, meditation, affirmation, hands-on healing to bring in your life force energy or your vital force or your prana, whatever you want to call it. I like to use very general terms. We're all talking about the same thing.
Of course.
We're talking about the basis of healing within our body. I call it life force energy.
Life force energy is beautiful. I want to repeat the name of your book so nobody, so people don't miss it. It's Body of Health, The New Science of Intuition Medicine by Francesca McCartney, by Dr. Francesca McCartney. Where can they get it?
Amazon.com, bookstores, Barnes & Noble.
Everywhere.
Apple. Yeah, they can go to my website and order it from my website.
Great.
And
your website.
I also have meditation CDs that go along with that.
Oh, for people who are interested in this, I'm sure it's invaluable. I'm going to get it as well. So your website, let me just give my listeners the website right away. It is www.intuitionmedicine.org. O-R-G. Again, it's intuitionmedicine, one word, .org. And if you don't find the book on Amazon or in your bookstores nearby, just go to the website and order it. Okay, great. Let's continue. It's very interesting. So they're scanning the body to determine whether it's healthy or not.
Yes.
And what happens if they decide it's not?
Okay, here's another example from the classroom and from actually my working with clients. Here's a story from working with clients in the medical clinic. And this was years ago. I worked there for 7 years, and then I resigned in 1984, and I founded the Academy of Intuition Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm often in the clinic. I would work with people who I would train them to get into their body by grounding their body to the earth. The very first thing is to breathe, to visualize, affirm. Imagine that your whole body has an energy field that is linked like an anchor, like a waterfall to the earth. We call that grounding. I think most people in the holistic health field or those who are interested understand the term grounding.
Yes, of
course. Would you think so?
Yeah, absolutely. And you use so often now.
Okay, so grounding is a key to begin to determine and diagnose your own health. As soon as one is grounded, I have to tell you this, I so often heard from my clinic patients, I don't like to ground. I would say, why not? Because I feel sick when I ground.
That is so very interesting.
You understand this now?
Yeah.
I say, that's a good thing, because now you feel what you have been ignoring in your body, and that's the beginning of disease. You need to pay attention to that.
You know, in my over 20 years in metaphysics and endless grounding, I have never heard this or experienced it. That is absolutely fascinating.
And so unfortunately, there are people... I hear so many professionals say what you just said. So it's very surprising to me that so many health professionals haven't discovered the power of just simply coming into or training their students' clients to be more grounded in the body.
No, in my experience, I have never heard anybody be that sensitive to actually be able to determine that they get sick when they are trying to ground.
Well, you know what? Surprisingly, most people do. Most people do. And what it takes is having the meditation technique of grounding explained very clearly.
I would like us to do it on this show, maybe a little later, but could we do it?
Certainly.
I think people would just love to hear it. Go ahead, please. So when you're saying that when they don't ground, okay, so they are sensitive enough to be able to determine that they get sick when they try to ground. What then?
Then once a person begins to feel, well, the process really is when you are grounded in your body, what that means is you've brought all of your attention, most all your attention, your awareness, your sense of self, into a heightened state of living inside your body, living with your body. And if you quiet your mind and pay attention to what's going on in your body, it's completely transparent for most people, not all people, but most people. If something is not well, it becomes very clear to you. Maybe you feel a pain in your back you never felt before, and then you go, why have I not felt it? Because you've been ignoring it, because you've been out of your body, because you haven't been in touch with listening to your body.
That is so fabulous to hear. Okay, so you are saying that even a person who has not done it before, who is new to energy work, once they bring their awareness to their body to that extent, they will notice?
They will begin to notice areas that need healing attention.
It's beautiful.
Then the next step is accessing the always there, always present inner vital healing force that we all possess, that I call and many people call life force energy. And that is your best medicine. That is the medicine that we naturally have within our bodies that determines vitality, health, well-being.
How do they access that?
Through a particular visualization meditation or hands-on meditation. And, you know, I teach this in the classroom. I actually teach it in my book and my CDs. And it involves a particular meridian, an acupuncture meridian in the body, where you come into developing an attention to focus on this meridian to affirm whatever your best. Here's a simple way to do it. After you ground, you come in to your you sense your body, and you locate in your body your best feeling of happiness or well-being, sense of health, and you imagine, feel, or you even take your hand and you begin to circulate that feeling all throughout your body so that you're feeling full of joy or happiness or well-being. Those are all determinants that say your body is in a state of health. So anything that deviates from being joyous is lowering your health or well-being. So that vital force is really the energy medicine. It's the life force that sustains our body. That's the best medicine we have within us. Our body is really a pharmacopoeia of healing. You just need to learn how to harness it and work with it.
I love what you just said, pharmacopoeia of healing. This is a wonderful image, and I'm sure it's so. So once you start circulating the life force through your body, you probably will bring it to areas where there is illness.
Exactly, because the areas where there is illness have a lower frequency or a lower vibration of life force energy. So the optimum state of health is to have all parts of your body, your whole self, vibrating, resonating at the same state of health and wellness. Anything that's below that vibration is a precursor to dis-ease or just not feeling well.
So if we were to do this on the radio shortly, how long does it take?
Oh, well, you know,
what a question.
You could do it in 3 minutes. You could do it in 30. You can take 30 minutes.
Well, we don't need to take 30 minutes. But, my listeners are very used to 15, 20, 25 minutes meditations. And I think anybody who is listening right now, including me or maybe starting with me, I'm very interested in actually giving it a try.
Well, I could lead you through a very short kind of step-by-step meditation, and then in your own contemplative time, you could expand the meditation sitting and just continue to do it for 5, 10, 15,
and that would
20
be beautiful.
Very simple.
Because it will be all recorded. So, Francesca, if you don't mind, we're going to take a very short break and we'll be right back and then let's do that.
Yeah.
So don't go away.
All our lives, we've asked the same question about the ones we love. What can we do to get them to change? Never realizing that the problem is not with the person, but with the question. This is the basic message of Ariella McCarthy's extraordinary award-winning book, The Power of the Possible. Learn why nothing changes until we do. Why soulmates are made, not met. Why powerlessness can be the most powerful state. The Power of the Possible, a book of hope and inspiration. Available at powerofthepossible.com or at amazon.com. Buy it today and take charge of the possible. And now comes Ariella's newest work as contributing author to Peak Vitality, Ariella joins Eckhart Tolle, Deepak Chopra, John Gray, Dr. Mehmet Oz, Marianne Williamson, and others in explaining how to exceed the upper limits of our performance in every way. Start your journey to a new life today by embracing the extraordinary book, The Power of the Possible. Available now at powerofthepossible.com and amazon.com. Take charge of your life. Anything is possible when we decide to change. The Power of the Possible. Buy it today.
Okay, and we are back. So just to remind everyone, or for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Ariella McCarthy and The Power of the Possible. And our guest today is Dr. Francesca McCartney, the founder of the Academy of Intuition Medicine and also the founder of Energy Medicine University. And we have been talking about intuition, and we've been talking about intuitive healing and what we can do to access our own life force. And we have decided that Francesca has agreed, after I've asked her, to demonstrate to us how to actually ground and bring life force into your awareness and see what happens next. Just find what's wrong with the body right now. Shall we do it?
Yes. It will be a short, maybe 3 to 5 minutes.
No, you can take longer. It's fine. Okay. They don't need to close their eyes, do they? They probably do.
Yes. The best posture is to sit in what I usually call the Egyptian pose, like you're sitting on a chair with your feet flat on the floor, like you're sitting in a throne.
Okay, let us do that. You guide us, and we will all do it.
Please sit in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, your back straight, the palms of your hands resting on your legs with the palms up. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Focus on breathing. Pay attention to listening to the sound of your breath, to feel your breath as it moves into your body, as you exhale. Do that for a quiet minute, please. Make that the most important thing that you are doing for this minute, listening to your breath, feeling your breath moving in and out. And then greet yourself as a spirit and come into a sense of opening your heart to love and honor yourself and welcome the presence of you as a spirit, you as energy, you as light, fully into your body. I am a spirit wholly present in my body. Bodies love to be grounded to Mother Earth. That is the maximum source of nurturance and healing for the physical body, for our emotions, is to have a connection of grounding to the physical Earth. So visualize your body as energy and light or sensation or sound, if you're an audio person, and imagine that your whole body is dropping low and deep into the earth, that all the energy in your body, all the sensations and feelings in your body, like electricity, are dropping low into the deep center of the earth, low and slow. And as you do that, simply allow your body to slow down, to come into meeting and matching the heartbeat of the earth, which is a very slow pulse, a very rhythmic pulse, a very deep, low pulse. Allow your body to sense and feel that low earth pulse. Your body welcomes the medicine of the earth through your feet chakras. Chakras are acupuncture points in the body. At your feet chakras, the soles of your feet, visualize or affirm opening up your feet chakras. Chakras dial open like a camera lens and welcome the healing energy from deep within the earth up into your feet chakras. And visualize directing earth energy up your legs to your pelvis and then dropping that earth energy back down into the earth. So you have a deep, low circle of healing earth energy at the lower part of your body. This is your grounding circle. This is pulling your energy of body and emotions low and deep to the ground so you are entrained to be in a healing synchronization with the pulse and heartbeat of the earth. It's good to feel a low, heavy sensation. That's you as spirit becoming more present and aware within your body. Very first step in healing yourself. Very first step in listening to your intuition and using your intuition as the inner voice for guidance is to be wholly present in your body and allowing your body to be in a quiet, sacred place. Your body finds sacredness in connection with the earth. Now, greet your whole body. Have a sensation of being within your body. Have an image, with your eyes closed, an image of how you look from the top of your head down to your feet. And embrace the loveliness that is you. Greet your body as a wonderful, wonderful, sacred place for you to live in. Your body holds the best energy medicine. Your body has energy medicine, vital life force that sustains you, that brings you to a state of well-being and healing. Call forth from the deep wisdom of yourself the sensation of your life force energy and ask that your life force energy open up to you so that you may experience it as a feeling, a sensation, a symbol, as light or color, as sound or a tone. Intuitively, ask that your body fill up and emit the energy of life force energy throughout. And as you come into this knowing experience, this feeling, sensing experience, actively direct your experience of life force energy through your whole body so you are entirely filling yourself up from the cells, through the organs, through all the subtle and physical systems, completely saturating yourself with your experience of your life force energy. And as you recognize your life force energy, your good medicine, then take your hands and open your hand chakras, dilate the points on your hands, the palms of your hands open like a flower blooms open, and visualize and imagine your hands filling up with your life force energy. That's the power of your self-healing. That's the medicine that you take and you distribute through your body for personal healing. To enhance the power to heal yourself, take your hands and run your hands, one hand or two hands, from the top of your head. Move life force energy down the back of your body, following along your spine. There's a healing meridian along your spine. Then take your hand or your hands. As the energy reaches the base of your spine, it loops up the front of your body, and it follows up the very center of your body. So take your hands, move the energy up the front of your body, and if you are aware of your chakra system, the seven main chakra centers, you can stop your hand at each chakra center and circulate the energy like a pinwheel, which will prompt it to expand and distribute even further through your body. If not, you can just simply move your hands straight up your body, imagining that you're bringing your life force potency through this meridian. When you reach your neck, distribute some of the life force across your shoulders, down each arm, into your hands. And then with your hands, move some of the life force energy straight up the center of your body, up your face, up and out the top of your head. And when the energy moves out the top of your head, then simply take your hands and make a large circle of the energy around your body, back and front, right and left, above and below you. So you've created a circle, a sacred circle of healing around your body. And then quietly sit for a moment. Pay attention to your body. Greet your body. Ask your body, show me where you are lacking vital force. Show me areas in the body that need life force energy. And you may see areas, you may feel them, you may sense areas which are low in vital healing force. And then you take your hands and you put your hands over those areas in your body, and you visualize, you imagine, you affirm, whatever works for you, saturating those areas or that particular area with life force energy until you intuit that area of the body has been raised to a level of healing. And then lastly, sit quietly in your body. Come into a centered, quiet space. Pay attention to breathing again. That will bring you within your body. That will bring you into present time. And then visualize and affirm, imagine your entire body filling completely up with your life force energy, as color, as sound, as sensation, however you experience it. And visualize your life force energy completely surrounding your body so you have a sacred circle of healing you've created all around you and within you. Visualize your body being connected to Mother Earth. Earth holds your body in a state of grounded healing. And then set an intention for self-healing. And then take a deep inhale and exhale breath. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
Wow, wow. That was something, Francesca. I did the whole thing. Sure. And I am hoping that most of the listeners have as well. And if they weren't able to, that they must have stopped the recording and they will return to it when they do have a chance. That's the beauty of the internet radio. You're fully in control of how to listen to it. How amazing. I am very, very charged. I know how being filled with life force feels. I am ready to fly now.
All right.
So I have a question. When we were connecting to the earth and then sinking into the earth, did we do it? We was actually visualizing our entire bodies sinking into the earth, or were we just sending energy and
That's
staying
a very
above?
Good question. Just simply sending energy. It's like dropping an anchor. So here's a metaphor. Your boat, when you anchor your boat, mm-hmm. around your boat, mm-hmm. you don't take the whole boat deep
of
into
course.
The ocean, right? You just
of
drop
course.
An anchor.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But I thought, let's clarify it, because if, you know, submerging yourself into the earth may feel very scary.
Well, you know what happens energetically? If you do your whole body, you visualize your whole body dropping into the earth, you'll fall asleep. So mm-hmm. I actually mm-hmm. do recommend to people who are insomniacs to go to sleep instead of taking medication. Visualize your whole body dropping into the earth. What that does is it slows down your nervous system.
This
and
is so...
In healing meditation, you want to slow your nervous system down, but you don't want to put it to sleep.
So let's stop here and let us repeat it, because a lot of people have trouble sleeping. I'm just going to repeat what Francesca just told us. What a fantastic piece of advice. If you're having trouble sleeping, quiet your body down, of course, through breath and through self-talk and whichever way you can calm yourself down. And then imagine as if you are dropping into the earth. And that will slow you down, right, Francesca?
Yes, correct.
And you will fall asleep. Give it a try. And I'm sure this, like everything else, needs practice.
Absolutely.
Just like this wonderful exercise, this meditative technique we just did, self-healing, incredible technique, I am sure everybody will get better and better and better at it as we practice.
Yes, practice is the key.
Practice is the key, because, you know, the first time results could be spotty, and don't let yourself be talked out of it. Just stay with it. It's like everything else. Give it a chance. It's going to make a huge difference in your lives. Oh, I feel I feel really refreshed.
Wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. All right. Well, so this is a little bit of a taste of what happens at your school. I'm sure this is just more than, it's just nothing but just a taste. There's probably so much more happening. Is the school, you have to be there in person? So unless you live in the Bay Area?
Yes and no. The certification diploma, you need to do the campus program. However, we have short-term courses that are taught by the faculty that you can take distance.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
And that is with the Energy Medicine University?
No, I don't want to confuse you or your listeners, but the Academy of Intuition Medicine is a campus program. However, we do have some short programs that our faculty teach distance, but they do not lead to certification or diplomas. It's for people who want to learn the technique, but they mm-hmm. don't have a lot of time or they don't live in the Bay Area.
But I'm sure it can be amazingly helpful and useful.
It's a five-month program. There's six different short five-month distance courses that someone can learn through the Academy of Intuition Medicine.
So if you are interested, any of you listening to the program right now, if you're interested in improving your intuitive techniques, improving your intuition, in learning how to use your intuition for self-healing, you go to intuitivemedicine.org and you will find all the information on how you can learn it through the internet, correct?
Yes.
And then we have the Energy Medicine University, which is hands-on. You got to be there present, correct?
No. Medicine University is fully distance.
Fully distance, meaning they could do it online?
We have students
online.
In South Africa, Italy, India, Hawaii,
incredible.
Canada, all across the United States. And they do not have to come to campus.
And that's the program that awards you the PhD degree and MS degree.
That's correct.
Okay. And again, all the information will be on intuitivemedicine.org website.
It's actually intuitionmedicine.org.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you. Intuitionmedicine.org.
Yeah, it's all there. It opens, it's a front page that opens up to both the academy and the university.
Incredible information. Okay. So everybody who has been listening, you have the information now. The rest is in your hands. As always, take charge of your life. And we've been wondering about whether or not intuition is something that's real. I'm sure you're not doubting it anymore if you've just done the technique with us and you've been listening to Francesca. And if you're still doubting, and doubting is all right, as long as it's healthy skepticism, go ahead. Research. Here's another resource for you to learn so that you can make up your own mind. Always the best is to make up your own mind. Now, Francesca, I wanted to ask you about Kundalini.
Yes.
Kundalini is such an amazing, amazing experience. And there's a lot of mystery around it and a lot of misunderstanding. And I'm sure people would love to hear what you can tell us about it.
I have had the experience of personal experience of Kundalini energy since my 20s, having
Kundalini first. Would you just would you mind explaining Kundalini, what it means? Because I'm sure not everybody knows.
Well, I'll explain how I understand.
Oh, okay.
It. Yes, you know, with various modalities and systems, it is explained in a different way. Kundalini in my methodology is worked with as another potent healing and evolutionary energy that can be harnessed within our physical bodies and used as a transformative vibration for changing both the physical body, the brain, the physiology, and opening one up to other heightened states of awareness. So it does induce intuitive opening, but also along with that, it is a potent force for changing your body, changing your physiology, so that your body feels more enlightened and alive, and thus can contain more of you as a wise spirit.
So what is the experience of Kundalini like?
Well, it really depends on a person or their body.
So people are scared of that, and it can happen spontaneously. Usually it doesn't, but it can.
Yes.
So what is it like when it happens?
Well, my experience.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I only teach what I know and what I've experienced and what I've researched. And so my experiences have kind of run the gamut, but most of them have been wonderfully expansive, enlightening, and potently healing for me. So that's the format that I use.
What did you feel? What was the physical experience?
Okay, my very first experience yeah. with Kundalini was, interestingly enough, I had been raised in the Catholic tradition. When I left my family's home, I actually started not... I drifted away from Catholicism. Someone in college handed me a book called the Bhagavad Gita. You must know that book, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm reading, and this is the first time I've read a book on spirituality or religion outside of the Bible. I'm reading it. I'm 21 years old, and all of a sudden I realize I understand everything in the book. And a part of me is going, how do you understand everything in this book? And within reading that discourse, I instantly had this sensation of a hot, violent feeling in my body at the base of my spine,
yes.
moving totally up my spine, blasting out the top of my head, and I had a visual image of fireworks out the top of my head. I felt I was pushed outside of my body into the stars, and I kept saying, I feel one with the universe. And at that point, everything around me expanded. And that was my first experience. And
it happens, you know, spontaneously.
Reading, it's a classical experience.
It happened to you spontaneously as you were reading and getting, I know this, I
yes.
know this. And that, like,
yes.
It's just not even an insight. It's not even a aha moment. It's just like, wow, experience
yes.
of truth.
That's exactly. An insight experience of truth.
And that brought about the experience of the energy response of that you just described and we call Kundalini.
Yes, because energy follows your experience, your intention, your ahas. And I had that aha, my energy followed it and went, oh, okay, aha, you get it, here it is.
So that is a wonderful example and true example from your life. How you were 20 years old. Amazing. Okay, did you get scared?
Not at all.
You knew what was going on?
No.
But you knew it was wonderful because
yes.
you were one with the universe. How
yes.
A lot of people get scared, but they shouldn't, of course, yes. but happens
well,
what happens.
Fear is not one of my, one of the places I go.
Beautiful. All right, so then... is it something people can learn?
Absolutely.
And
but
then
you really
use?
Must be, as you said, you must be careful. You must, from my perspective, there are a lot of systems that teach Kundalini and create more harm than good.
Would you agree that it's best, and sometimes it's best to err on the side of being more careful than less careful?
Absolutely.
If you are drawn to... explore kundalini, that you need to find the teacher, the right teacher to do it with.
And you need to do the research first to understand.
Because this is like, you don't play with fire, and this is fire.
That's correct.
You don't play with it.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a wonderful book that I suggest for people who are researching kundalini. It's called Kundalini Psychosis or Transcendence. That says it all. You
oh,
can
beautiful.
Go either way. You can
beautiful.
Become psychotic, or you can become transcendent with this energy.
Yes, but that's a fantastic title for a book. So Kundalini, psychotic or psychosis or transcendence.
By Dr. Lisa Nella, MD.
Okay, everybody heard that? All right.
It's a very short book, but it gives the Western medical psychiatric perspective, which I think if you're going to delve into this area, you need to have that.
I think it's great.
Because Western body, Western mind, we need to understand this energy rather than, I find that when students come to me who have had unhealthy kundalini experiences, most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time they have been going into a system that is so archaic. It's from the East Indian system that was taught hundreds of years ago, and I find that that's not relevant for our Western bodies and minds.
I so agree with you. I think we can't forget that we are Westerners grown in the West. Our mind is working this way, and the best is to combine.
Yes.
We cannot suddenly decide, we're going to just become Eastern mystics. We won't be able to. It will be a conflict. But to combine and to bring it together and to find the synergy, that's where power is for us.
Yes.
Okay, this is great and very, very helpful. Thank you. We only have 6 minutes total, so how about we'll take a couple of minutes. I have one more question. Clairvoyance. A lot of people are born with this gift, and it can also be developed. What would you say to people who are walking around like sponges and just absorbing everyone's energy and then completely have no energy for themselves?
Okay, you said the word clairvoyance, is
mm-hmm.
that correct?
Yes.
What you described was not clairvoyance.
Yes,
what
I agree. I agree. As I was saying that,
yeah.
I was thinking, why are you going with this in a different direction? Clairsentience. Exactly. Can you address both in 2 minutes, or if you can't, pick
okay.
one.
Clairsentience. The word means clear feeling. And a clairsentient person has a body that is like radar or sonar, like a sponge. You
mm-hmm.
can be around people, and your body sponges in the feelings of what's going on around you.
So many people do that.
It can be good, it can be bad, it can be happy, it can be sad.
And then you don't even know.
If you have no energy management over your clairsentience, it most of the time is very unhealthy for you.
Absolutely.
You can manage your clairsentience. Here's a very simple, quick tip, and I talk about all this in my book and my CDs. Your second chakra, for those of your listeners who know about chakras, is at your navel, at your belly button. Chakras open and close like the pupil of your eye dilates. You dial down your second chakra. You can manage your chakra energy. You dial it down. Say if it's at 100%, then you're in the liability. You're going to be an emotional sponge, an emotional wreck if you're a clairsentient. You visualize dialing your second chakra down to 20% open when you're in an unhealthy situation or area.
Let me interrupt you for a second. When you're saying dial down, they visualize as if it
yes.
is a dial?
Yes, visualize it, you know. Or like a camera lens. You know how a camera lens dilates? Or the pupil of your eye dilates down.
Okay.
Or a flower opens and closes.
Mm-hmm.
That same movement.
Okay, beautiful.
So you cultivate that visualization. And you will find that if you're, say, you're happy, you're with a friend who's sad, all of a sudden you start feeling sad.
Yes,
you don't want to feel
sir.
Sad. You go to your second chakra, you visualize like a flower, closing it down. And what you'll find is the sadness starts to dissipate. It doesn't take it away from your friend because you don't want to take it away from her.
You just want to protect yourself.
You want to. Yes, that's correct.
So you are doing it, you suggest to do it only with your second chakra?
That's the major chakra in your system that receives. Every chakra is like a little radio receiver. That's the radio receiver point in your body that picks up others' emotions. Now, clairvoyance, you said clairvoyance.
Yes.
That's the sixth chakra. That's the radio receiver chakra in the middle of your forehead that picks up images and lights. And these chakras, when they pick up those messages, That's the central point where it picks it up. Then the messages, the feelings, the light is distributed through your whole body, but that's the entry point. So second chakra is the entry point for feeling the world around you. Your sixth chakra is the entry point for seeing, clairvoyance, clear seeing the world around you.
You know, Francesca, we're just getting into this such a juicy subject and so interesting. And here I'm looking at the clock and the clock is ticking. So we unfortunately are running out of time. Maybe we will figure out a time where we can do it again and we will just pick up from where we left. What do you say?
Lovely.
Great. Okay. And to everyone who's been listening, please feel free to send your questions. Francesca, would you mind if they send you the questions?
They may do that. Yes, just go to my website and you'll see my email there.
Okay, so you know the website is intuitionmedicine.org or write to me, powerofthepossible.com. You'll find my email there and I will forward your questions to Francesca. I am looking forward to getting them because there's so much. We just barely scratched the surface, but we are time limited this time. That was beautiful. Anyway, Francesca McCartney, our wonderful guest, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my honor to be chatting with you.
Thank you. It was enlightening and exciting and interesting and all the wonderful things. So all the best to you in your wonderful work, and until we talk again.
Blessings
to you. All right. So to summarize what we've just heard, intuition is real. Intuition is possible to cultivate. You are in charge of your health. The final ultimate healing is self-healing. All illness starts on a subtle energy level first and only then manifests in the body. It's incredibly beneficial and important to discover this in advance and to prevent it so that illness does not have a chance to manifest in your body. And if it already has, then add intuitive medicine to your regimen. Do not say no to Western medicine. Some people would tend to go one way or another. No. Integrate both. And if any of this piqued your curiosity, you know where to go. You go to intuitionmedicine.org or send me your questions and I will respond the best I can. I know a few things about this as well. Or I will forward them to Francesca McCartney. And with this, I am Oriella McCarthy. You have been listening to The Power of the Possible. I thank you for listening.